Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, Sam here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday. I am so thrilled to be back as we continue our conversation. So I recently began seeing a therapist, and I was thinking about how strange it can feel to reveal so much of yourself to them. I thought about my experiences in therapy and what's helped me to feel safe and trusting enough to open up about the most intimate details of my life. And something my husband said really stood out to me. He said, "I think of therapists as libraries of human experience." And I immediately love this idea. Therapists collect human stories and then draw upon them to help each new person that they're working with. But in order for us to share freely with a therapist, or anyone for that matter, there's a certain amount of trust that's needed. So today, let's talk about what it takes to be able to share in this way. So take a moment to think about what helps you to feel safe enough to share the most intimate parts of your life with someone. Being able to confide in others is important because we all need to feel supported and heard. Author and speaker Brené Brown has a helpful acronym that we can use when cultivating our own capacity to be trustworthy in relationships and when we're confused about what we're needing from others, especially when we share. The acronym she uses is BRAVING, B-R-A-V-I-N-G, and it stands for Boundaries, Reliability, Accountability, Vault, Integrity, Non-judgment, and generosity. And I know that's a lot, so let's unpack it. Boundaries refer to being clear about what's on and off limits for you. In an intimate conversation, this could include staying aware of signs from your mind and body that tell you to keep something private. Maybe it's a feeling of tightness in your chest, Or a sense of relief might be present if you feel safe enough to share with that person. Paying attention to how you feel, either physically or emotionally, can help you dictate your boundaries. Reliability simply means doing our best to keep our commitments and looking at others' patterns to see if they are reliable. If we say we'll do something, like a favor for a friend, then we do it, and we expect the same from others. Accountability means that we take responsibility for our actions and apologize when necessary. And this can be scary because we risk not being forgiven. But just think about how you view people who own up to their mistakes. Many times it can be received much better than if they sweep it under the rug. Next is being a vault, which means we don't share others' personal information without their permission. It can help to pause and ask yourself, would the person who confided in me want me to say this right now? Would I mind if someone revealed this about me? These are simple questions, but we can forget to consider them when we're eager to share a story. Integrity means we act in accordance with our values, especially when it's hard. And some good questions to keep you connected to your values are, what impact will this decision have on the people around me? And how will acting with integrity affect my trust in myself over time? Non-judgment includes trying to stay aware of judgments that arise and return to an open mind, especially when someone's sharing their needs. So for example, when someone close to us is letting us know what they're needing, we may start to compare their needs to our own and think, that seems ridiculous. But when we're mindful of these judgments, we can take a breath and let it go, coming back to listening with curiosity and openness. And finally, generosity refers to how we interpret others' intentions and actions, being generous instead of assuming the worst. If someone seems dismissive or distant, they may be going through something difficult that you don't know about. And being generous with our assumptions means that we consider the unknown challenges that people may be facing and then take things less personally as we assume no harm was intended. So let's just take a moment. Let's take a nice, slow, deep breath in and out through our nose. And just notice how all of this information and these qualities land for you right now. And consider which ones I mentioned are strengths for you. And think about if there are any that you'd like to work on. And it's important to remember that none of us are perfect. We can be really gentle with ourselves as we're growing. Take time to appreciate your efforts. I like to do this at the end of the day as I'm getting ready for bed. Just offer a gentle thank you to yourself for all of your efforts to be brave, gentle, and generous. So that's it for me for today. Tomorrow we'll touch on how to work with identifying our thoughts and encouraging helpful thinking as much as we can. Till then, I wish you a pleasant rest of your day.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.